You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Alien Covenant is out in Kalamazoo movie theaters this week. WMUK's James Sanford has this review.
How many times can you ride the same roller coaster before those initial feelings of terror disappear? Oh, it can be so surprising the first time around when you don't know exactly how fast you will go, how deep the drops will be, how loudly you'll scream when you go into that hairpin turn. But you're a little better prepared when you take that second ride, and you know the routine reasonably well by the third time you climb aboard. After the fourth or fifth ride, you're probably thinking it's time to try something new. Such is the problem director Ridley Scott faces in Alien Covenant, which arrives a full 38 years after the original Alien. When it opened in the summer of 1979, Alien was a science fiction shocker the likes of which no one had ever seen before. It was moody, dramatic, intelligent, and so bizarre and spectacularly gruesome, audiences couldn't believe their eyes. Since then, moviegoers have seen director James Cameron's nerve-shredding Aliens, as well as Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, Aliens vs. Predator, Aliens vs. Predator Requiem, and Scott's prequel to the franchise, Prometheus, which was released 5 years ago. By now, just about everyone knows what to expect when some ignorant astronaut leans down to take a closer look at one of those extraterrestrial eggs that look like oversized avocados. It happens again in Alien Covenant, of course, which unfolds 10 years after the events in Prometheus. The movie starts with a seismic bang as the interplanetary colonization vessel Covenant is rocked by an explosion that threatens the lives of the crew, all of whom are in hypersleep pods since their destination is still 7 years away. The captain is killed, which puts second-in-command Christopher Oram, played by Billy Crudup, in charge. Although Oram considers himself a man of faith, his shaky manner and self-doubts don't inspire much confidence from the now wide-awake Covenant crew, including Daniels, played by Catherine Waterston of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. She's the widow of the late captain, and she puts aside her grieving to argue against Oram's first major decision, to follow a rogue transmission that's emanating from a previously uncharted planet. The broadcast seems to feature someone singing John Denver's Take Me Home, Country Roads. And really, how could anyone go wrong chasing John Denver? The first half hour of Alien Covenant is reminiscent of the original Alien, as Scott builds up a quietly tense atmosphere, charged with tensions between crew members and ominous signs in the air. But once the explorers touch down on the deceptively Earth-like world, we are entering typical monster movie territory. In no time at all, crew members begin developing infections that quickly destroy their bodies. And if you've ever seen a previous film in the Alien series, you know there are oceans of gore in store, as well as the requisite horrible hide-and-seek games as Daniels and company hunt and are hunted by acid-spitting extraterrestrials. Yet the movie's major attraction turns out to be the magnetic Michael Fassbender, who takes on a dual role and proves to be far scarier and more intriguing than anything the visual effects department can conjure up.
How do you feel, Daniels?
Fine.
Any dizziness? Nausea?
Fine.
Fassbender plays both the mild-mannered but quick-witted Walter, an android assigned to assist the Covenant crew, and the harder-to-read, more sophisticated humanoid David, a holdover from Prometheus. Both performances are absolutely superb, with Fassbender continually keeping us guessing about Walter and David's motives and capabilities. David considers himself a perfect organism, able to simulate human emotions as well as having artistic talents. Walter is essentially a supercomputer housed in a body designed to look like a human. By far the most thought-provoking aspect of the film is its warning that the day may come when artificial intelligence develops to a point where the so-called synthetics begin to sit in judgment of the mortals who created them. Fassbender, who is versatile enough to look like a gentle guardian angel 1 minute and Boris Karloff at his most menacing the next, completely steals the show. Aside from the fascinating psychological tug-of-war between Walter and David, Alien Covenant feels a little bit by the numbers, even though Scott and cinematographer Darius Wolski give it plenty of style and slickness. There are a few respectable shocks along the way, but much of the action only serves to remind us that this all seemed a lot fresher and more frightening 30 years ago. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford.